know why you're here. You read the tags. Jerk off instruction. Tease and denial. Etching. You're here because you enjoyed a bit more intensity with your fun, don't you? The kind of intense sensations you just can't quite get from a quick and easy orgasm. You like having a bit of spice with your masturbatory fun. That feeling of your blood pumping faster and harder as you hang on to the edge of coming. The way every cell in your body vibrates at once, and the pressure builds and builds as you wait for permission to explode. It's so much fun to play like that. Fendom was in there too. After all, edging is so much more fun when I'm here to direct and enjoy your struggles, isn't it? You're here because you like giving up control for a little bit, giving all your cares and responsibilities away, and leaving it to me to provide both of us a wonderful experience. I assure you, boy, if you choose to give control over to me for the duration of this audio, it will certainly be one hell of an experience. But then there's the big one. Ruined orgasm. It takes a special kind of boy to click on an audio advertising that. It's not even filtered down or anything. No chance of, or maybe. Not even a question mark. Ruined orgasm. Period. That's right, boy. If you choose to submit to me, you will not have a pleasurable orgasm. You will ruin it, and you will be left with blue balls. I'm telling you this now because I want to share something special with a special kind of boy. I want somebody who genuinely wants to surrender to me, and not because they're saving up for a massive orgasm. I want somebody who goes into it with eyes wide open, knowing just how much of a sadist I am, and embracing that part of me. Your reward would be knowing how much your suffering turns me on and intensifies my pleasure. I want you to give me your orgasm and sacrifice it upon an altar for me, giving it up to me so I can come hard enough for both of us. And then afterwards, I want to cuddle with you, knowing that you feel rewarded and proud of yourself for your obedience and sacrifice. That's what I want. I know I'm asking for something huge, but that's why I need somebody special. Somebody with the submissiveness to endure their part of my fantasy and the strength of will to follow it through to the end. If that isn't you, that's totally fine. You can turn the audio off, no hard feelings at all. But if you do decide to keep listening, I don't want a half effort. I want all of you. You will be mine until I choose to release you. Decide now. Still here? Great! I'm happy you chose to stay here and be my edge toy. I really mean that. knowing you want to be here makes it that much harder to me. Now, stand up for me. Yes, stand. Get up from wherever you've been comfortably relaxed and let me see you. So you're wearing clothes. Lose them. Imagine me sitting, slightly smiling, watching as you strip and try your best not to make a fool of yourself. I love how nervous you boys get when you have to do this. How many times have you jacked off to women stripping and porn? I bet you left 3 digits behind before puberty in it. And yet, somehow, all that just research just flies out of your head and you look like a deer in the headlights. It's adorable. Give me a little spin at least. Move your hips and make your cock dance for me. Yeah, I'm like that. Shimmy those hips. I know you can do it. Wiggle it. Yeah, I like that. You're such a good subby boy, aren't you? Okay. That's good. Good boy. Now, I think it's time for some male improvement. Let's get you bigger and harder. You know you're at your most useful to me when you're full and erect, right? Lay down in the bed. Get nice and relaxed, but leave a bit of space for me to join you. Start stroking while I get myself ready. Seeing a bit of skin should make it pretty easy to get that thing nice and hard for me, right? Good. You know I probably like a straining, throbbing hard cock even more than you like tits. Even amazing tits like these. Fuck, I love getting my bra off. That first full breath afterwards is so liberating. Stroke a little faster. Show me you appreciate the view. Starting to get hard? Good. I want you at full mass by the time I'm naked. That way, you'll be ready for me to start teasing you. Let me just slip out of these jeans. Fuck, give me a sec. Seriously, whoever designs women jeans really didn't have taking them off in mind. You have to bend down and work them over your calves like this. You see? Or are you staring at my ass? Well, I can't say I blame you. You like these red lace panties? They're a favorite of mine. I love the way they hug my body. Don't they show me off well? Stroke a little faster. I want you really hard. Here, let me show you from the front. Tell me, boy, do you think it's more naughty when I pull them up like this and tease you with my cute camel toe? Or when I pull them all the way down so you can almost see my pussy peeking out. Up, and you can see those little drops of wetness starting to form. Down, and you can imagine I'm about to spread my legs and rock your world. Well, I've never been a play over my panties kind of girl, so unfortunately for you, they're going to have to go too. I know, right? I'm sure you're so disappointed. Well, hopefully, this tight little pussy of mine is enough to make it up to you. Hands off now, boy. Keep your hands down by your side while I slide in next to you here. You can look. In fact, I encourage you to look, but you can never touch me. Got it? Okay. Let's see how well you did. Nice and hard now. Good boy. That's what I like to see. Looks like I need to catch up a little bit. You don't mind if I drape my smooth, slender leg over yours, do you? I like to be nice and spread open when I play with my clit. Do you like this, boy? Watching me pleasure myself while you're not allowed to? You better, because this is exactly how we're gonna end. There's gonna be a moment when we're both right on the edge. Both about to tip over into huge explosive orgasms. And your cum stringing against your balls. Dying to race up through your shaft and burst out through the head of your penis. While my clit throbs and my pussy contracts around my soaking fingers. Then you're gonna take your hands off and I'm going to go right on slicking. You're gonna ruin your orgasm. And we're both gonna watch your clock flop around in agony. All the ache and frustration left absolutely nowhere to go. Why fuck myself and experience every ounce of the ecstasy you could have had if only you stroked a few more times. Just thinking about that is starting to make me wet. Start stroking again. Do it hard enough to work towards an edge. I want to see you start to struggle a bit. Enjoy it. Make it feel really good. That's it. Good boy. Nice full strokes. Imagine your hand was my mouth. Licking and teasing at your head. Then sucking you all the way down into my throat. Lots of people seem to think sucking cock isn't very femdom-y. Like there's something innately submissive about giving a blowjob. I've never felt that way. Quite the opposite. I've always felt like I have complete power over a boy when his dick is in my mouth. It's like you're a puppet with just one string between your legs that I can use to make you squirm and moan, quiver and beg, and be so adorably cute. I think we have to do that soon. Can you hear me getting wetter? Just thinking about it. Stroke faster, harder, and imagine my hot, wet mouth sucking your cock for all it's worth. Absolutely love doing it when you're not allowed to come. It's such a power thrill. It's like skydiving or swimming with sharks or those guys in the circus who stick their heads into lions' mouths. You're there. feeling my tongue licking over your sensitive spots, absolutely dying to come. You want so badly to pump my mouth full of it, spray your sperm all over my throat, but you don't. You hold yourself back because I told you to. Get close to the edge, boy. Show me what it looks like when your body thinks it's getting ready to come. Get right to the edge of that sweet release. And then pull yourself back for me. Show me that you want to obey me more than you want to come. Fuck, that's so hot. Your obedience turned me on just as much as it must for you. I'm getting close to the edge too. Get there with me, boy. Five. I wasn't joking about loving cock. The way yours is throbbing is really hot. Four. Bet it would feel good inside me. Three. Filling me up. Pulsing right against my G-spot. Two. You'll be a good boy and hold back your cum. Even if I was fucking you, wouldn't you? One. Hold it. Hold yourself on the edge. Get close enough so that you can see over to that side of the side. That's what you're giving up for me. That's what you're going to give me when you ruin your orgasm. But not quite yet. Hands off. Whew. That was fun. A good warm up, don't you think? Oh, is the ache setting in already? Great. Embrace it. Embrace the frustration and know it's only going to get worse from here. And that's what you're here for. You're here to ache for me because your frustration is the fuel that powers my orgasm. Speaking of your frustration, I think it's time for that blowjob I promised you. Oh, what's the matter? Don't you want me to suck your cock? Does getting blown by tease and denial sadists make you a little nervous? Oh, I won't be too mean. I promise. Come on. Spread your legs for me. And remember, no coming. Can I tell you a secret, boy? Oh, and I'm not in a super teasy mood like this. I actually love making guys come in my mouth. I especially when he's all confident, thinking he's in control. So many guys seem to think my mouth is just an appetizer. They're minutes away from pounding my pussy. It is so much fun to show them just how little stamina they really have. They always let out this half disappointed moan when they come. Like part of them realizes they're losing any chance of getting into my pants. That sends this dominant thrill through me. I'm better at controlling their bodies than they are. That's why I get to have my fun with them, and they walk away disappointed. But you're not like them, are you? And you're an expert at holding back your cum, my little edger boy. You got tons of practice. You must know all the tricks. Like, you're not imagining how fucking fantastic it would feel to just let yourself go, are you? Just for a few seconds. Just long enough to explode and cover my tongue in your hot, sticky comb. You know better than to imagine me licking over your sensitive spot. Just under your head. Just like this. Then again, while your cum rises out of your balls. Up through your shaft and bursts out the head of your cock. Imagine me sucking you, sucking all the cum out of you and swallowing every drop. You know, it'll be so much harder to be my good boy if you let yourself imagine all that. Don't you? That would be like playing with fire. Well, guess what? It's fun to play with fire. I want you to work yourself up close to the edge. Imagine a whole time how amazing it would feel to come in my mouth. It wants to come. It thinks it's about to come. It's preparing itself to unload all up inside me. Except that isn't going to happen. Because you're not gonna let it. Because more than the want your body feels deep down, you want to be a good boy even more. Well, if that's what you want, prove it to me. Get to the edge. Now. Show me you want to submit and be my good boy. Four. Show me you want it more than you want to pump cum all down my throat. Three. Love feeling you throb. I can tell how good I'm making you feel and how hard you're working to keep yourself under control. Two. Good boy. Just a little longer. And one. Feel the edge. Enjoy it in my hot, wet mouth. And let it fade away. Good boy. Such a good boy. Trust me, I know exactly how good my blowjobs feel. I do it because I want you to struggle. If it wasn't difficult, then your choice to obey me and not come wouldn't mean nearly as much. Every time you choose to submit to me, you elevate me. You just have elevated me above a fantastic old cream pie. And trust me, that feels fucking fantastic to me. Actually, you don't have to trust me. Let me show you. You stay where you are, and I'll straddle over you like this. There. Look down. It looks like I'm about to fuck you. Don't get your hopes up. As appealing as some cowgirl sex would be right now, if I lowered my hips and slipped you inside me, I'm pretty sure there's nothing in the world that could keep that cum in your balls. Oh. see how wet I am. That's what your submission does to me. That's how good it feels knowing you'd rather be lying under me like this. Hard as a rock, with no hope of anything but frustration ahead. Instead of enjoying your post-orgasm off the glow. And you know what? I think it isn't just me getting off from this. I think you get so much pleasure from me being above you than you could without me. Doesn't it feel better stroking yourself knowing that you're about to ruin it for me and make me fucking explode with pleasure than it would if you were just stroking yourself to a meaningless orgasm that didn't serve anybody? Show me. Start stroking again. Make it feel good. I want to see you throb. Watch me rub my clit and fuck my pussy. And show me how hot that makes you. I'm so fucking wet. You can probably lube yourself when I'm dripping onto your cock. I love seeing you down there. I love watching your abs working, your chest heaving, your hips rocking, and your eyes wide looking back up at me. Oh, that look. That's really what it does for me. You're strong, boy. I mean that. You really are. You're strong enough to do everything I ask. Edge yourself over and over. Deny yourself and ruin your orgasm for me. There's lots who don't have that much willpower. That makes it thrilling when you look up at me like that. Anybody can dominate a weak sub. It can be fun, but it doesn't really do it for me. In order to elevate a dominant, you need to have some power to give up to me. That's why I push you, boy. That's why I want you to be strong, so you can elevate me when you give it up to me. Stroke faster. Get yourself close to the edge. Make every stroke feel as good as possible. Just don't come. Don't come, boy. Keep being my strong, obedient good boy. Watch me, boy. And watch my fingers sliding up in my cunt. And imagine I'll let you thrust your cunt just a foot higher up inside me. You're so close. thrust your fist for it. Fuck your hand like you love for me to fuck you. Go faster. We're getting close to the end now. We're both racing towards the finish line. The only one of us is going to cross. I'm going to come. You're not. You're going to give me your orgasm. You're going to ruin it. I'm going to look down at your poor, tortured cock. It just dribbles out the sad dregs of the pleasure you sacrificed for me. Oh, fuck. My cunt would clench my fingers harder. Harder. My clit would throb and I'd rub her faster. I'm gonna come. I come. And come. While you struggle with the agonizing ache. And overwhelming sex frustration. As you lay there and throb against nothing but air. I'm getting close. Speed up and listen, boy. I'm going to count from 10. We're going to get to the edge together at 5. And we'll hold it into the end. And when I get to 2, you'll give yourself 3 firm, fast pumps. Then hands off. You hold yourself right there for 2 seconds. Then we'll both let ourselves go when I get to 0. Get ready. 10. After all this build up, this is gonna feel so fucking good. 9. Stroking, boy. Stroke. And stroke your cock as it's a battery. And every ounce is a pleasure as you stored up as an offering to me. 8. Because that's exactly what it is. I stroke for my pleasure. And I intend to have every last ounce of it. 7. Get closer. Feel the orgasm starting. Feel your muscles tightening, your toes curl. Watch my fingers fly over my wet pussy. My tits heave above you and stroke. 6. 5. Edge with me, boy. Get closer. Closer. I want you so close that you can't stand more than your fingertips without tipping over. 4. I'm right here with you. Oh, fuck. That feels so fucking good. There's so much pressure. My clit feels like it's gonna burst. Oh, 3. Oh, fuck. Get ready for it. 1 more number. Then 3 fast strokes. Oh, fuck. Just enough to tip over the point of no return. And 2, 1, 2, 3, hands off. 1, hold it, and up. 0, oh fuck, I'm coming. Oh fuck. Oh. And thank you. I mean it. I really appreciate it. Let's just cuddle here for a few minutes. I know exactly what you gave up for me, and I value it immensely. I know it isn't over for you yet, either. You're struggling with ache and frustration. An overwhelming horniness. Your hands are twitching and your whole body is screaming at you to reach down and stroke yourself to a real orgasm. Don't do it. Keep your hands off your cock and let it throb. Let all the blood drain and the unspent cum seep back into your blue balls. Drink in all those feelings. Feel all of them. Relish them. And know that I absolutely love you for suffering for me. That was really fantastic. It was so delicious. Being able to rub myself like that. Make myself come. All that wetness drenching my fingers. Dripping down on your hot, throbbing cock. Knowing that you won't be able to experience it with me. The feeling of release. Oh, I know you really wanted to come. That's exactly why your orgasm is precious to me. If you didn't really care about coming, roaring your orgasm wouldn't be much of a sacrifice for me. Would it? No. If you weren't such a horny boy, all that pleasure wouldn't have been possible for me. Thanks again for being my special good boy. And I hope we get to play again soon.